What's going on? Today on Bob's Highway 420 Rasta Ride Road Trip, we're smoking on some of my homegrown vanilla frosting, and I made the trip back to Canaking in Roseburg, Oregon to grab up some of that Cosmic Kush by Reggie's Blue Collar Dabs. $10 a gram. Pretty good bang for your buck. On today's episode, we're going to have a recipe segment with Chef Bongardiz. And today he's going to be showing us how to make the some pot wings. Not hot wings, but pot wings. Sounds good. And we're going to have This Week in Pot News along with our strain reviews and our grow tip of the week, along with the segment Prying Open My Third Eye, going into a little bit of pot culture. News segment, road trip, pre-trip, going to go over the different things that we need to do before we head out on this road trip. We're going to be out on the road for about 6 months. We'd like to be back here around June so we can get the garden in, and we'll start the podcast by doing that out in the garden every day or every week or whatever. We'll do the podcast from the garden. So got a lot in store here. Run that shit. So this week on show, we're gonna start this new This Week in Pot News, and I like to keep everybody informed on what's going on. You know, we might not get to your state because your state might be on some bullshit, but we do have some good news for New Mexico, Virginia, Texas, and North Dakota. First, let's get to New Mexico. Governor Grisham released her agenda for this year's session as part of her plan to bolster the economy and increase revenue to the state. And one way she plans to do that is to enact a legal cannabis market. Through legislation that protects the state's medical cannabis program and provides a workplace safety and roadway protections and enforcement and clear labeling of products. Are some of the things that she outlined in her proposal. A lot of states were hit pretty hard by this last year in the COVID. La Rona! Y'all got the Rona! But she tweeted, "My priorities for New Mexico's upcoming legislative session include delivering additional pandemic relief, fully funding early childhood education, and legalizing recreational cannabis, and expanding and improving access to healthcare and behavioral health resources." Now, I don't know about you, but I believe in marijuana's healing effects. And I think that with these states looking into this stuff, I think it's a really good step progressing forward with pot culture and accepting pot as, you know, a way to express yourself and also a way to medicate yourself. So with that being said, we'll go ahead and do another fire in a hole. These bong hits were brought to you courtesy of Canaking. I won their December bong raffle. Haven't put the pictures up online yet, but I will this week It's already Friday, but we'll get everything set up and going. A lot goes into preparing for this road trip, and gaming is definitely one of them. So let's check out what Virginia's governor had to say. So the governor of Virginia and top lawmakers unveiled a bill Wednesday that would legalize marijuana in the Commonwealth, and all signs indicate that legislators plan to move quickly to advance it. I love that. I love when they quickly advance this, and I hope that, you know what I mean, because we know government likes to throw in those little extras, extra bullshit. Just legalize it, man. Nobody gives a fuck about all the extra taxes and whatever. But I do believe that, I think it's a great thing that out here in Oregon, they've used the taxes to help better the mental health facilities and the mental health treatment out here. Anyways, the proposal would allow adults 21 and older to purchase and possess up to 1 ounce of cannabis and cultivate up to 4 plants for personal use, 2 of which could be mature. Last year, legislation decriminalized simple marijuana possession, but advocates have kept their eyes open on broader reform. An initial hearing is expected to be held today, and they're creating a new subcommittee to specifically focus on cannabis legalization. So, let's go Virginia. And now, Texas. Top Texas lawmakers say medical marijuana expansion is on the table for 2021. And if you're an American or know anything about America, Texas is a big one. Texas is a big state that has big laws. And they like to bust heads. So, in my opinion, you know, it's going to be a close tie between Texas and Indiana, who is the last to legalize it. So, anyways, Texas lawmakers returned to work for a new session this week, and leaders of both chambers said they expect to see action on marijuana bills this year, particularly when it comes to expanding the state's limited medical cannabis program. I've been through Texas a lot, and there's nothing, barely any CBD shops around. They take that stuff pretty seriously down there. Last year, they said that they had several bills that dealt with marijuana, and whether for decriminalization of small amounts or full-out legalization. House Speaker Dade Phelan, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, says that he thinks that the House will look at those again and review those, and some will get traction and some won't. Asked if far-reaching marijuana legislation has a shot of passing his chamber in 2021, Lieutenant Governor Patrick replied simply,
"It didn't last time,"
referring to his efforts to kill cannabis bills in the past. What a dick. Dude's probably sitting back, drinking beer. How many DUIs has he had? Fucking drunk. Not that there's anything wrong with drinking in limited quantities, as long as you don't become an alcoholic and drink and drive and put people's lives in danger. But how often does that happen? So maddening. Fire in the hole.
North Dakota.
Activists have submitted a 2022 initiative for ballot. measure to allow adults 21 and older to possess and cultivate cannabis. Yes, I did say possess. For personal use, was submitted to Secretary of State Al Yeager on Monday. If it's accepted, the campaign will be able to start signature gathering to qualify for the ballot. Good job, North Dakota. A separate group of advocates, Legalize North Dakota, also attempted to qualify a different legalization initiative in 2020 that would have allowed retail sales but excluded a home grow option. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, I feel like you should be able to grow your own. Period. Excuse me. I feel like they shouldn't be able to tell you if it's legal that I can't grow my own. It's not like any type of alcohol that you make or anything like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure when the federal government gets involved into it, you know, it's going to become a shit show. You know, just like every single thing else they put their fucking hands on. But you know what? This show is not about that. We're not Debbie Downers here. We're all about the plant. Helping the world to see. So, with that being said, we're going to go into our next segment. After this break, prying open my third eye. Thanks for joining me. Bob Rides, Highway 420, Roster Ride, Road Trip. Get it. Peace. All right, cool. We're back. Thanks for joining me on the second installment of this gnarly little Roster Ride road trip we got going on. Haven't done much road tripping since we've been back here in Myrtle Creek, but we've been slowly getting things together, trying to get this show on the road. I talked to the owner of Canna King yesterday while I was in there picking up some stuff, and he was more than happy to oblige with an interview. So that's what's up. Big ups to Canna King in Roseburg, Oregon. So that's something to look forward to next week on our Bon Voyage special. We'll be probably heading out sometime shortly after that episode, so that's definitely something to look forward to that we have going on here. I'm gonna ask him questions, you know what I mean, about the industry, and also about, you know, his first time smoking and his favorite strain and stuff like that. A few years back, I believe the storefront was on Tosh.0 for one of those spinners. You know, the sign spinners that are always out front of the stores. And man, I can't remember. I tried to look online and try to find it. I was going to post it on Facebook, but couldn't find it. So I'll have to ask him about that too. I don't know, but for all you folks that, you know, live in states where it's not legal to go into a dispensary, pretty crazy the experiences and that I've had out here. You know, I'm originally from Indiana. I grew up in Lafayette, Indiana, Northwest Indiana. And they'll probably be one of the last states to ever legalize pot. Ever. They will probably go against the federal government at this point, I would imagine, just because it's the way they just legalized the sale of alcohol on Sundays a few years back. So, yeah, pretty far back on the spectrum of progressiveness. But fire in a hole. Using the Cobbler for this segment. It's my red, white, and blue. Not for America. But we like America. We like the country. We just don't like the government. But for the Cubs, Chicago Cubs. It's an ice bubbler. Check them out. E-Y-C-E. Pretty cool. But that's vanilla frosting in there, topped with a little bit of Brooklyn Nights and a little bit of that Cosmic Kush that I talked about last episode and the beginning of this episode. Got me. You can really taste the cushiness of that Reggie's Cosmic Kush. And a hint of the vanilla. And we'll talk about these strains later on in the review. But back to the whole dispensary thing. You know, growing up in Indiana and pretty much anywhere in the 90s. 2000s and up until here recently, you know, I mean, it was always illegal, so it was always a thrill to me as a kid, as I'm sure it was for almost everybody else who was smoking at that time. You know, I began smoking as like a weekend smoker. That's what I called it. Wasn't a drug addict, that's what I would say. Just a weekend smoker. You know, 7th, 8th grade. You know, and it wasn't even every weekend. You know, a lot of times it was just on occasion. You know, but we'd get $20 together and we'd sure as hell go buy us an 8th. Probably some of the most shittiest weed you've ever seen in your whole life. Garbino. And we'd be so ripped. Not like now. Tolerance is through the roof. Ain't nothing wrong with that though. I say smoke till you choke. Growing up in Indiana, it was always a hassle, man, to get anywhere. I grew up in the sticks. I lived in a town called Clarks Hill a lot. This is when I was started smoking pot. So, you know, parents divorced, whatever. I was living with my dad. So, would ride my bike to my buddy Ryan's house and you know, probably get $10 from my mom and or my dad, my stepmom, and he'd probably get $10 from his mom, whatever. You know, I mean, we'd go get us an 8th, take us all fucking night long. We'd end up getting fucked over somehow, some way or another, but hey, we got our weed. We always use those chamber bowls, is what we called them, where you had we always put the weed in the middle and get all residue and be like, this is so much better, even though it fucking ended up tasting like straight shit. Boy, back in the good old days. There were times, you know, that we did get really good butt, though. If you listen to last episode and the interview I had with Doc, we talked about some RDDNs, or the good old windowsill weed. And that bud was really good. I had no idea the real name of the crap, but I know that it looked beautiful and it smelled so good. And it was just really crystally. And it reminds me of the pot that I grow and I see around here. Dude really knew what he was doing. So, thank you to RDDN's dad for that one. But I'm going to be doing a remake of that first episode. That way y'all can actually hear it. I think I had some volume issues, you know, it was my first episode. So, working out the ticks, the bugs. So let's talk about the bud that I'm smoking on today, since we're on the subject of good bud. I'm smoking on some vanilla frosting that I grew myself. I picked up a clone. I picked up a few clones off of somebody, off of a farm out here, and a town called Riddle, I believe. Riddle, Oregon. And it's good bud. I'll put a picture of it up on Facebook, and if you guys want to come check it out and see what I'm smoking on, you know, feel free to leave me a comment. You know what I mean, maybe show me what you guys are smoking on as well. That'd be cool. But let's see, vanilla frosting. This is off of the Leafly app also. You can download that on probably Google Play or Apple Store or whatever the hell it's called. I haven't owned an Apple product in forever. But it's going to make you happy. It has a calming effect and energizing. It's more on the energizing side, but you're going to feel uplifted and relaxed at the same time. Not sure how that works, but it works. So it comes from Humboldt Seed Company, and it's a cross of Humboldt Frost OG and Humboldt Gelato BX3, and they designed it to improve upon the various gelato lines from the last few years. Vanilla frosting takes to the sky with a vigorous growth pattern, and I'm telling you, this thing was huge. It took off, and it was one of the biggest plants that I had out there. This year, and you know, really hoping that this thing takes off, because it's, I'm gonna be having a grow, and it's gonna, you know what I mean, you guys can interact and I can show you what I'm working with, and it's I'm excited for the future of what we have going on here at the road trip. The bud's very dense with silvery green, yes, I did say gleam, green flowers that are accented by hints of purple, and the creamy smooth aroma has hints of vanilla that end with a gassy finish. It's a very high potent, it's about, tests about 21 to 25%. So if you look on Leafly, it has like the section where it's it shows you like the different feelings: happy, relaxed, uplifted, creative, euphoric. You know, 66% of people reported feeling happy, 60% of people feeling relaxed, 53% felt uplifted, as well as 53% felt creative, 40% felt euphoric. Let's read this view. Our review, excuse me, from C. Dot, 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 9. They gave it 4 stars. This was on December 16th, 2019, so this was a few years ago. But they say, I smoke this out of my glass pipe, and you instantly smell and taste the vanilla. I got more of the gassy, so I don't know. I did get a hint of vanilla, but it's more of a gassy flavor for me. But it is a very, it says, it's very smooth. So, you know, the smoke is very smooth, but I smoke a lot, so I don't know. I don't smoke tobacco. I only smoke marijuana. So I don't know how it would be for you, but I can tell you that it's really smooth. It's not harsh. And also, it gives you really good head high. This is really good for like an after work de-stressor, or maybe like a, you know, if you want to, you know, sit down and, if you're a creative person, if you want to, write a song or write, or, you know, do a painting or whatever, I would suggest smoking vanilla frosting. We've got a couple of strains that are similar to it. Our Fire Alien Strawberry. It's a hybrid. Also, this is also an indica. Excuse me, indica heavy hybrid. So, anyways, this is called Fire Alien Strawberry. THC is about 21%. It's a hybrid. We have White Ice. It's a hybrid. It will leave you more relaxed and has a similar THC content. We have Crater Lake, which is pretty good. I've had that before. It's 20%. This strain is most popular in Portland, Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, Salem, Oregon, Los Angeles, California, Arcata, California, the LBC, Sactown, San Diego, California, and Bellevue, Washington. And I imagine that Leafly gets their information because you can order off of these apps and have it delivered. At certain spots, which is insane. I've had it delivered at a couple different spots across, I think, pretty much in California. I don't think anywhere. Oregon offers it, but only since this whole COVID thing's been going on, I think. I could be totally wrong. But that's cool, you know. I'm sure it's, if anywhere else could get this kind of weed, it'd be popular there too. So, you know what I mean? And also, on Leafly, I think it's cool that they are partnered with Last Prisoner Project, and I think that you guys should check that out. It's imperative for that we consider in restorative justice for the cannabis industry. And even though this is a small little tiny podcast, I have been affected by, you know, being a pothead and having issues with law enforcement and stuff like that. So, and I'm sure that we'll talk about that later on in this podcast because it is something that needs to be addressed. So, you'd think in the information age, you'd be able to find information on anything. A lot of these strains that are out here that You smoke. They're not in the system. And I think that's an issue that will could possibly be arise later on when countrywide federal legalization becomes to the forefront. But I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. But I can tell you that the Brooklyn Nights is some bang up dabs. It's about 73% THC and about 0.1% CBD. And it's good. Finally got myself a banger and was able to pull off some dabs. And Brooklyn Nights was the first strain that I did the dabs with, and it was pretty good. Yeah, I'm old school. I basically just take the dabs and put it on top of the weed and smoke it like that. But wasn't the thing to do because it was the thing to do. It was the thing to do because it got you high. Oh! So next week on the strain, we're gonna do we're gonna try to find another one of my strains online that I grew this past year. And that'll come up later if I can find one. If not, hell, I'll just pull one off the top of my head for that episode. But it could be Coked Out Girl Scout, or it also could be Lambo OG, as well as Black Mamba. So stay tuned next week, because we might be doing your favorite stray. All right, cheesy, no, yeah, no, yeah, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Okay. Up next, we're going to do the Chef Bongardee's Stoner Recipes. And with that, we're going to do, Pot Wings. Yeah, I said that right. Pot Wings. So, because we might not do Hot Wings. We might pull off a couple different flavors for that ass. I myself am partial to the garlic parmesan species of the wing. But never been opposed to the hot wing. Never. But I don't know if you guys made it like a like it was like a ritual when you all smoked when you were younger, you know what I mean? I know that when I was younger, it was like, you know, you always had to pass it a certain way. You know, I'm pretty sure you had to pass it to the right. You know what I mean? And we always made all these different crazy rules and shit, man, you know what I mean? And like, I don't know, shit was just crazy, man, and it was always so much fun. I remember one time I was, I think this was my senior year in high school. Junior or senior year, I can't remember. But my mom was okay with me smoking at that point in time. She told me that she would much rather me do it in my own home than be out getting in trouble. And I did have a few friends that got in trouble, but you know what? I never got in trouble for drugs. Ever. As a kid. So, and I can really, you know, say that that's because of my mom, you know, being able to smoke at home and have a safe haven where we can do stuff like that. But anyways, it was 420, and we had this Hookah Brothers hookah, and it was like a 3-foot tall thing, and it was red, and the top was this really cool, like, silver color, you know what I mean? It was a one tuber, you know, because, you know, fuck that fighting for that, for your hit shit, you know what I mean? You want to get a good-ass pull, so. You know, my house was known as the spot, so. I think we had gotten we had like 2 ounces to smoke, and like we had a couple of our buddies that came over, right? Well, people decided that they wanted to go into the bathroom to smoke and lock the door and lock me out my own house's bathroom while they were in there smoking, because there was a lot of people showed up. So I was like, all right, whatever. Because this other dude showed up and was like, I got 1/2 ounce of some really good mids. So we sat there and we broke all that shit up while the other people were smoking a blunt in the fucking bathroom, or a joint or whatever it was. I think it was just a joint, really. A big joint, but not 1/2 ounce of some decent bud. So there's like 6 of us sitting there breaking it up, and we put it on there, and we put it in this bowl, and the bowl was huge. We had 2 different bowls, and one was like really big, and you know, we started smoking that shit, and once you got that thing fired up, man, it was fired up, and you could just pass it around the room, and we sat there and we smoked that whole 1/2 ounce until the fucking... We set the fucking fire alarms off in there because it was so smoky in the house. My mom ended up getting a complaint. My mom wasn't home. She would have never allowed this to happen had she been home. But the neighbors said that she could smell it from inside her apartment. But that's legendary. People heard about that I never even hung out with. You know what I mean? They were like, oh yeah, I was there. I was like, okay, whatever, man, you know? I mean, I'm sure that I believe, you know what I mean? They might have been there. Hell, I don't know. But that was a good time. So, but anyways, stay tuned for the Chef Bong RD's stoner recipes, and we'll be to smoke that, eat that, after this. What up, y'all? This is Chef Boy RD's stoner recipes, and on today's show we will be making pot wings, as well as a second batch of my favorite garlic wings. Stoner style.
It's guaranteed to keep you so ripped during the football game that you don't really give a fuck what the score is.
And here's Bob with the weather.
So the recipe calls for 24 chicken wings, tips removed, drumettes and flats separated. My favorite's the flats. Bungardies. Doesn't matter as long as it gets him stoned. We're gonna need one small clove of garlic minced. Salt. So you're gonna wanna prepare your oven. You're gonna wanna preheat it to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Pour 2 tablespoons of water into a large rimmed baking sheet. Spread wings evenly over the sheet pan and bake for 30 minutes, only partially cooking the wings. Then you're gonna want to remove the wings from the baking sheet, pat them dry, and let them cool in a large mixing bowl uncovered for 1 hour in the refrigerator. With that being said, we're gonna fire in the hole.
And to make my sauce, I like to use Louisiana hot sauce. But you can also use like Frank's or any type of hot sauce like that. So what you're going to do is you're going to heat your heat the hot sauce on a medium temp or medium flame. And then you're going to want to start to add your spices. And make sure that this doesn't come to a boil. So if it's boiling, you want to bring it down. So you're going to add 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 1/4 teaspoons of garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, and 1 cup of your can of butter. And you're going to want to simmer this mixture until it thickens up. Should take about 15 minutes or so. And after that, you can put it in a container and set it to the side to make your garlic parmesan. So to make your garlic parmesan infused wings, you're going to need first to preheat your oven to 450 degrees. And you want to season the chicken first. So you need to mix together 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of onion powder, 1/4 teaspoon of paprika, smoked paprika, if possible, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 1 pinch of salt, and 1 pinch of sugar. A pinch of sugar. And then you're going to put your oil and your prepared chicken in a large mixing bowl, and you're going to mix that shit up. You know what I mean? Just mix it. Fire in a hole. We got a free bumper sticker for anybody who knows where that came from. Just, post on our Facebook page or send us a message. And at any point in time, and if you know where that came from, then you'll get a free bumper sticker. Season 1, Episode 2. Remember that. So anyways, you're going to mix up your chicken all together. And then you're going to want to put it on a rack And then you're going to want to, you know, make sure it's all even. And you're going to place it in your oven. And you're going to cook them shits for about 30 to 35 minutes. Till they're partially cooked. And then flip them. While your chicken is cooking, you're going to want to wash your large mixing bowl that you mixed your chicken and your spices together in. And then in a smaller mixing container, take your melted can of butter, your minced garlic, and that's up to you if you want to put 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 cloves, however much you want to put in there. Your half cup of grated Parmesan, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, the other 1/4 tablespoon of onion powder, and parsley. Just sprinkle the parsley in there. I'd say maybe a few pinches. Never really been good on measuring parsley. So you're going to mix this together, and while your chicken is finishing up and ready, have it out cooling, and you're going to want to put them in the large mixing container again. While you do this, or after you do this, excuse me, you're going to put the sauce that you made, the garlic sauce, the infused garlic sauce, you're going to put that in there, and you're going to want to mix it. Mix it as much as you possibly can. And then, bon appetit. Totally stoned out there. Forgot to make my hot wings. The bad things that happen to stoners. You either burn shit, leave it in your oven for too long, just forget to fucking make it. So let's make that fucking shit. Take that fucking hot sauce mixture out of the fridge. Take your motherfucking wings, put them in a large mixing bowl. Your cooked wings. You want them to be cooked. Finish cooking them. Okay? So that takes about 45 minutes altogether. And then you're going to want to put them in the, and dip them in the sauce, mix them up. And I like to put mine back in the oven for like 10 minutes to kind of crisp up the sauce and maybe, you know, make it a little, on the, crispy side, you know what I mean? But other than that, and both these recipes make 24 chicken wings. So what you're going to do with 48 fucking wings, I have no idea. But you're guaranteed to get fucking stoned. So on the next episode of Chef Bongardi's Stoner Recipes, we're going to learn how to make a can of milk. Shit. Wake up in the morning, you want to wake up big for real? Get you a fucking nice ice cold glass of can of milk. So tune in next week on Chef Boyardee's Stoner Recipes. Learn how to kill 2 birds with 1 wake and bake. Or however the saying goes. So, we'll do a recap after this break. Go ahead and go check out our Facebook page. Like it, share it. You know what I mean? Let's get this community going. Let's do it. Peace, guys. All right. Once again, thanks for joining me on this little podcast, stoned out little thing we got going on here. Today we've been smoking on our homegrown vanilla frosting. with some Brooklyn Nights and a little bit of that Cosmic Kush put on there. But right now, for the end of the show, Smoke Sesh, I'm going to do a little bit of vanilla frosting with the Brooklyn Nights on top. So I got to plug Candy King, man. They really inspired me to continue on with this. How enthusiastic Dennis was to do an interview on this podcast. So I thought that was really cool. We had our Chef Bongardee's stonera recipes, and today we made pot wings and cannabis infused garlic parmesan wings. That are bomb as fuck. Fire in a hole, yo. I'm gonna do that one more time here, y'all. Throwing in some bumper stickers. So, if you get this right, then we're gonna send you a bumper sticker so you can rep fam. So you can rep the road trip up in this bitch, yeah. What is that from? Get it right, you get a bumper sticker. We started a new segment called This Week in Pot News, where we talked about New Mexico having a 2021 priority of making a legalized cannabis market. Virginia's governor unveils a bill to legalize. Texas tried to do some medical expansion. North Dakota for 2022. And we also did a RDDNs. That'll probably come up quite a bit on this podcast, as the RDDNs. We made a good time with those as youngins. So, no grow tip this week. Doc must have gotten busy on the farm. So, I'll try to get him in next week. We're also going to have the interview with Dennis Rogers, the co-owner of Canna King here in Roseburg, Oregon. And I'm going to try to do this everywhere I go. I'm going to try to get a interview with somebody who is an owner or manager of a dispensary in the town that we're in. This trip has no plans. Except for trying to get back here around June so I can get my garden in. With that being said, thank you. And don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass that shit over to me. Thanks for joining me. Peace, love, all that good shit. She was scarlet begonia in the touch of the blues. Bow.